This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Do you want something to contemplate while you're raking leaves this weekend? How about this? Why do leaves change colors? It's a basic question that holds more mystery than you'd expect. Joining us now is Paul Hetzler, a horticulture educator in St. Lawrence County in New York. Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Certainly.
What happens inside of leaves as they change color?
Well, it's interesting because leaves change color because trees kill them. And that's kind of an odd thing to say. But as the days get shorter and cooler, trees, deciduous trees that is, decide that they need to shut down the sugar factory for the season. And they do this based on sort of their energy budget. So they're busy putting a waxy substance between the leaf stem and the twig that is going to eventually block off all the plumbing, if you will. If they didn't do that, the twig would become damaged in the winter. So as they block off the plumbing, the chlorophyll dies off, and that is the green molecule, of course, that's at the heart of photosynthesis. And as the chlorophyll dies off, some of the other pigments that are present in the leaf but covered by the green chlorophyll begin to become more evident.
Is that where the yellow comes in and perhaps the red?
Well, that's another interesting thing because when I was a child, in school we were taught, well, the chlorophyll dyes and all the other colors are there to begin with. But as you mentioned, the yellow is already there and the orange range as well. But red is unique in that the tree has to make that in the fall.
And do we know why trees would go through that extra effort of making the red?
Well, that's kind of a fun question because we do not know. There are a lot of conjectures. And it turns out that this red pigment is a very large, cumbersome organic molecule. It's called anthocyanin. It takes a lot of energy to create this pigment. And there are reasons that plants use this pigment at other times of the season, but in the fall, it doesn't really make sense for them to spend a lot of energy making this pigment. But I could tell you some of the hypotheses if you'd like.
Yeah, I was wondering, people must be working on that, right?
Yes. Yeah, hopefully they have better things to do as well. But yes, so, you know, one of the hypotheses is that this is a sunscreen. This is a protectant to protect chlorophyll from UV damage. And it turns out the UV damage is even greater at lower temperatures. So plants do make this in the springtime, and you'll see reddish leaves sometimes with young plants coming out. And the plants are investing in this expensive, if you will, molecule to protect young leaves. But in the fall, it really doesn't make sense that they're making a sunscreen. So another thought is that, well, this red color repels herbivores. And again, you think, well, wait, they're getting rid of these leaves. They're actually literally killing them off. Why would they invest to repel herbivores? And then a third hypothesis is that this red pigment acts as a chemical inhibitor for other species to germinate and compete against whatever tree is making this red color. But that, again, is kind of silly because these leaves will primarily fall near the tree, we assume. The tree really doesn't want its offspring under it. It would like its offspring elsewhere, and that's why we have very light seeds that tend to float away. And maples are famous for making these red pigments, and their seeds are helicopters that are windborne. And all in all, I'd say that science doesn't know, and that's fine. You know, these mysteries are kind of, I think they're fun, actually. I love it that we have to admit that we don't know.
Well, maybe the trees do this just for us. Which regions, in your opinion, have the best fall colors? That's always a big competition, right?
Well, there are many regions of the world that have a very brilliant leaf color change. Objectively, it's not just because I live in the Northeast, but objectively, I think in the Northeast, it's really one of the best in the whole world. And there are several reasons for this. For one thing, we have a great diversity of hardwood trees here. And, you know, like in Europe, for example, we have, I believe it's something on the order of 10 times or even more the number of different tree species here than there.
What are the weather conditions that produce the best results in terms of color?
Adequate soil moisture. So if you go into fall with the soil too dry, that can mute the colors. And we have a rather reasonably extended fall. In other words, not an early frost. That really puts an end to the really good colors. And then the other thing would be clear skies. So we would like sunny days and fairly cool, although not freezing, nights.
Paul, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.